Now, many of us, probably almost all of us, have used file sharing services, particularly when we're trying to transfer large files, either from the client to the firm, from the firm to the client, or from the firm to third parties. Very, very commonly used tool. Problem was, some firms left the data on these file sharing sites for long periods of time. But in any event, the hackers were able to get access to the data, and they pulled it down and held it ransom. Very significant problem, obviously, because in many cases, this data was very sensitive, involved privileged communications, detailed strategy, as well as technical information that could compromise the interests of the client. And obviously, was a very difficult issue for many of the firms that were involved. The consequences of this are still being felt and being worked. The next one is one that involved a hack that compromised a client, but unfortunately the law firm was involved in it and the client ended up losing $3 million as a result. And just a very brief overview, what happened was that the firm had information that it was holding on behalf of the client. It emailed to the client and said, where do you want this information sent? Unfortunately, the client's email was compromised. So the hackers got a hold of that email and responded to the firm and said, send it to this wire information, this bank, this routing number, and account number. And the law firm did that. Unfortunately, it was not the client's account. It was a third-party hacker account. It was fraudulently obtained. The money's gone. Client said to the firm, why did you send our money somewhere else? The firm said, we followed the instructions that were given. And obviously, it's a very difficult issue with this. Who was at fault? In this case, the firm argued that it wasn't their fault that the information or the contact for the firm was compromised. The client argued that the firm should have taken more steps to ensure that it had the right wire transfer information. In any event, that issue is still being litigated. Next one is involving a Louisiana court where confidential information that was held by the court, including information filed under seal in appellate court cases, was suddenly located on what's called the dark web. And the dark web, I use a reference to Harry Potter. It's like Diagon Alley, where a lot of bad things happen, evil perpetrates. But one of the things that happens with the dark web is information that's stolen and from the internet is often posted there for sale. A lot of other bad stuff happens where drug transactions happen on the dark web. You can hire people to do illegal acts, things of that nature. But the dark web is also used as a marketplace for stolen information. And in this particular situation, a set of very sensitive documents that was held by the court under seal was suddenly accessible on the dark web. Next one involved a major U.S. law firm that was hit with a ransomware attack in October. And this involved a firm that had email repositories, significant volumes of information, and it was a major U.S. firm. Someone made a mistake, and this is what we want to emphasize in terms of awareness and training, but somebody clicked on a phishing email and introduced malware into the firm. That malware resulted in the encryption of significant volumes of firm data, including emails. And the firm was faced with a threat that either you pay us or those repositories will be inaccessible to you and potentially released outside. And this involved a firm that had very sophisticated systems to detect malware and incidents like this. And they did detect it, but unfortunately, they detected it after it had already encrypted a large volume of their files. Another one is called the Maze attack, and this happened in early 2020. Three law firms, these were in South Dakota, had files exfiltrated, taken out, And the firms were threatened with disclosure. The hacker said, you either pay us or these files will be released. Very next month, it happened again to another firm. This was a Texas firm. And the information was released. And that information included very, very sensitive client information, including plaintiff's medical data. And the last example, again, just to give you the sense of the problem, there are cyber terrorists called Reveal, and they made very high profile attack on a significant entertainment firm in New York. And that firm had clients that included performers and also major corporations. And they said to the firm, you either pay us or we'll reveal the information. And they started to trickle reveal that information to the public on the web to show that what they had was real. And the firm said it wasn't going to pay ransom, but guess what? There were no further disclosures. So there's every reason to believe that some ransom might have been paid.